Let's look now at this very practical question. Is changing my look surgically something that goes against God? Well, it just depends. If one has a deformity of some kind, such as a cleft palate, then corrective surgery may very well be an option. If this is a case of cosmetic surgery to simply make yourself look more attractive, then you should make this a matter of prayer to see if the Lord wants you to change your looks. Let's consider a few scriptures that may help in making this decision. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's." This verse should always be considered whenever a decision is to be made concerning our bodies. Can you glorify God in your body by having this surgery? Again, if this is a case of correcting a deformity or a health issue such as rotting teeth, God may very well be glorified in it. But if it's a case of wanting to make yourself appealing to others, as in having a facelift or breast augmentation, then I would advise you to go to the throne of grace and ask the Lord if it's His will. Proverbs 31:30 reads, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." 1 Samuel 16:7 tells us, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Both of these scriptures are teaching us that the Lord is far more concerned with the beauty of the heart than he is the beauty of the body. The world tries to teach us just the opposite. Magazines, television, commercials, and other sources of advertising appeal to our vanity and our pride, making us think that if we look younger and more beautiful, we will be happy. But even if one does undergo surgery to look better, it would be temporary at best, for aging will soon rob you of the beauty you feel you need. Add to this the side effects and potential risk that often come with cosmetic surgery, for I've witnessed people who, in time, look worse than they did before the surgery due to these things. The bottom line is this. What is your motive for having this done, and can it be done to the glory of God? 1 Corinthians 10:31 states, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." May the Lord guide you by His Spirit and by His Word in making this decision.